President Donald Trump announced pledges of money and troops for Gaza, and even a new soccer stadium, as he chaired the first meeting of his Board of Peace in Washington, D.C. But first, he opened the meeting with a characteristic comment on crowd size.
This is a big day, and lots of people watching, and especially from other countries, the leaders of, as you know, the other countries, because we have a large group of leaders. And the ones that aren't here are watching on Zoom. I hope they enjoy it.
Getting down to business, he explained the purpose of the meeting.
What we're doing is very simple, peace. It's called the Board of Peace, and it's all about an easy word to say, but a hard word to produce, peace.
The Board of Peace was approved by the United Nations Security Council to lead peacemaking and reconstruction in war-torn Gaza as part of the next stage of the Gaza peace agreement. But despite the ceasefire, the situation in Gaza can hardly be described as peace, with at least 600 Palestinians killed since the start of the ceasefire, while displaced Palestinians live in makeshift refugee camps and children go to school in tent schools when they don't get knocked over by storms or floods. Trump says Board of Peace members have pledged $7 billion to a Gaza relief package. The U.S. is pledging $10 billion, though there's no word on where that money will come from. Trump also says five countries have pledged to deploy troops as part of an international stabilization force in Gaza.
They want to go in and fight. They tell me all the time, we'd like to send soldiers to fight if it's necessary. And I don't think it's going to be necessary. We have two countries that want to go in and do a number on Hamas. I said, I really don't think it's, I hope it's not going to be necessary.
He also announced that the international soccer organization FIFA, headed by Gianni Infantino, will raise $75 million for sports programs, including a new soccer stadium.
They gave me their first peace prize. They gave me a peace prize. I think they saw that I got screwed by Norway, and they said, let's give him a peace prize. I mean, very good. Thank you, Gianni. I appreciate it. Gianni's very smart.
Trump says 59 countries have signed on to the Board of Peace. A number of them took turns praising Trump in a scene reminiscent of a Trump administration cabinet meeting. For example, the representatives of Paraguay, Israel, and Pakistan.
Thank you for bringing hope again, President Trump.
You are a leader who takes initiative, forges new paths, and works toward a better future for the entire world.
You have truly proved to be a man of peace. And let me say, Mr. President, you are truly savior of South Asia.
Trump's message of peace took a different turn when he came to the topic of Iran. On that, he issued a veiled threat, saying they cannot continue to threaten the region's stability.
They must make a deal, or if that doesn't happen, I maybe can understand. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But bad things will happen if it doesn't.
That sounded a little vague, but Trump explained further.
So now we may have to take it a step further, or we may not. Maybe we're going to make a deal. You're going to be finding out over the next probably 10 days.
Trump had high praise for members of the Board of Peace.
And I believe it's the most consequential board, certainly in terms of power and in terms of prestige. There's never been anything close.
Among those countries that did not join are U.S. allies like the European Union, its member states except for Hungary, and Pope Leo XIV. They worry that the new board could assume much broader power, becoming a sort of privatized alternative to the United Nations, with its own financial base and military, all under the command of the board's chairman for life, Donald J. Trump. But Chairman Trump is not fazed by that criticism.
Almost everybody's accepted, and the ones that haven't will be. Some are playing a little cute. It doesn't work. You can't play cute with me. But they're playing a little bit, but They're all joining, everybody, most of them very immediately. A few that we really don't want because they're trouble, take care of them.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.